Hi, this is Dina with Family First.
Yes, this is Jonathan Simon here. Somebody called my phone up. I don't know quite, not sure who did, but I spoke to someone yesterday about maybe my client wanted to switch over to you all. Her name is Elita Lee.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was the one who reached out. So that's what I was calling about. I just wanted to follow up. I know you spoke with Jasmine yesterday.
Jasmine,
yeah.
Yes. My daughter named Jasmine, yes.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's nice. Yeah, so I'm an intake coordinator, so I'll be assisting you guys throughout the process. So I just wanted to introduce myself and go over what needs to be done to transfer, okay? So basically,
hold on. Could you hold on 1 second, please? Hold on.
Sure.
Yes, go ahead. I'm just trying to get Ms. Lee ready. She have a 11:30 appointment. Go ahead. Well, I can take your call now, though.
Okay, I'll be quick. It'll just take a minute. So two things need to take place in order to transfer. The first thing is for you as a caregiver to complete the requirements. I just sent those over about 20 minutes ago. So if you look in your messages, you should see them all listed there. Everything can be done remotely. And the second thing is for the service coordinator to send an authorization over. So we'll request it, but the patient also needs to confirm with the service coordinator that they want to switch. Her name is Bianca. Yeah, Alita should be in touch with her.
Her coordinator from Keystone or your coordinator?
So it's the coordinator from Keystone that does the switch.
Yes, her coordinator, yes.
Yeah.
She has, I have a number in my phone and everything, so.
Oh,
Ms.
Yeah?
Lee, because I know Ms. Lee is the last call for her, because she just told me to look through some agencies, and she was thinking about switching with us. She asked me, was I okay, because happy. I said, I needed some more money.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, let's search around. We were searching for like 2 weeks.
Right.
And everything. So
okay.
I wanted to go there.
Yes, okay. Well, then, yep, so we can do the switch. I also just wanted to ask you when you want to make this switch effective.
Oh, let me speak with her. I'll give you a call back when we get back from the doctor's office. We'll be in her speak more then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know she was, because her coordinator, didn't get in contact with her, so...
Okay.
We're going from there. Hopefully we can do it. We can start doing it before the week is out.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be fine as long as all your paperwork is in by then.
Okay.
I'm going to send an email over to the service coordinator that just gives her our company information that she needs to know. But she'll be speaking with both of you before sending anything over.
All right. Well, let's don't jump the gun yet and do that because, like I said, we were searching it and because I want to. When I speak to Jasmine yesterday, I like what's going on, but I was thinking, she told me $14 an hour, and then early this morning, right before I even came to Miss, right after I clocked in to Miss Lee, some other
mm-hmm.
company they can give me $14.25, so that's just up and down. So I know everybody want to try to get the clients and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I want to be straight up honest with you.
Absolutely, yeah. We can match the $14.25 and include a $300 sign-on bonus.
Okay, that sounds great. So I promise you I'll get back in contact with you soon when we get back in the house.
Okay, great,
because
no problem.
I'm trying to get it there early because it will be the messy, rainy day.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay, then. So
okay, so we'll be in touch.
Speak to you later on today.
Great, all right.
All right, bye-bye.